Disability is not a death sentence. We have equal rights as any other human beings. It's only that God abled people differently. What we need is for people to embrace us and give us a safe space like any other person. Anzadze Shobo, a mother of two boys living with special needs in Kinango, south coast of Kenya, says her dream of living a life that is peaceful and safe was shattered after a man whom she called her husband turned to be a beast. Miss Anzadze, who struggles to walk due to deformity in her legs, said she lives in fear after her lover threatened to stab her following a quarrel at home. She said at least 10% of women living with special needs in her area are in broken marriages due to threats and intimidations they have experienced in the hands of their spouse. Before I settled with this man, I had two children with a different man. Our life was normal until the day that we had a misunderstanding and he threatened to stab me, taking advantage of my condition. He left the house at midnight, not to return until the next day. I'm sure one day he will take away my life. Miss Shobo recorded a statement at Kinango Police Station, but the efforts of the officers to reach her husband is still a riddle. After recording a statement and take an OB, a letter was sent to him to appear before the station security boss, but he did not comply up to date. She is confirming to be living in fear with her kids for failing to understand the hidden plans of her husband. I'm living in fear as of now because I don't know whether he will come for me or send gangs to attack me anytime. Police officers said they are helpless until the day he will appear before them. I'm living in fear. Miss Anzadze is now calling upon the Kenyan government through the Council of People Living with Disability to come up with a policy that will guarantee safety and security of women living with special needs in marriages. I want tough penalties to be taken against any man trying to threaten and intimidate women living with disability. Let them not underrate us because we have the potential of taking responsibility like any other person. Men should embrace us instead of using and dumping us. We better live our life. We also fear taking risk of sexual transmitted diseases. Disability rights advocate Emma Mbogwa urged Kenyan government to move with speed and bridge the gap between people living with disabilities and normal people so as to create safe environment to its citizens.
We know that the government is really trying very hard to try and bridge the gaps, but it's not yet there. It's not yet where it needs to be. And we hope that moving into the future, we will see a better environment for both our women, men, boys and girls with disabilities, just as our able-bodied counterparts, being protected and living just a normal life. All we need is a barrier-free environment, and we need a very safe environment so that we can be able to go about our businesses just normally. Yeah, even if we know that the world is full of evil people, not everyone is bad, but of course there are those few evil elements, but we know that of course if the community and the government is ready to protect us and to stand with us, we are going to overcome this, and at the end of it we know that it's going to be a win-win situation, because we are saying that we do not want to leave anyone behind. So let us walk the talk. Never leave us behind. Never leave anyone behind. If you see a child with disability or anyone with disability being violated or being abused in any form of abuse, let us be able to stand up out and become their ambassadors. And that way, we will see that in the future, we will not have many cases of persons with disabilities facing gender-based violence.
Fred Owako, chairperson of Nakuru East Sub-County Peace Committee, said there is need for Kenyan judiciary to come up with amicable ways of handling PWDs cases to ensure justice.
If we don't have the goodwill from the leaders, especially the politicians, we may not go very far, because every other time that a gangster, a criminal has been arrested, still somebody will go there to fight for him to come out. And then that case does not continue. Also, such cases, there are times when the cases drag. You know, a person with a disability cannot go to court today to be told to go to court next week, to go to come another month. They get tired and abandon it all the same. So if these cases could be done in a very fast way, it could be better for persons with disabilities. That one could be justice to them.
The Director for Social Services and Development in Kenya, Consolata Machuko, said there is need to empower people living with disability to understand their rights. People living with disability should not be hidden. For those who are willing to go to school should be given a chance. And those with special talents should come out so that they can be promoted.
Disability is not inability.
Echoing her sentiments, Joan Koima, Disability Coordinator, South Coast of Kenya, asked people living with special needs to accept themselves and amplify their voices for any assistance.
Now, to connect,
we have few people living with disabilities who are registered, about 5,200, very low numbers. According to statistics records, about 60,000 people are living with special abilities. But we have measures in place to ensure all are registered.
Takwamba tumewatarget wote na wamesajiliwa.
Kwale County Governor Fatuma Achani urged Kwale County Assembly to approve disability fund policy to ensure groups of people living with disability benefit from 52 million shillings and improve their livelihood to end stigma. We have the disability fund that we are giving groups of people living with disability. I believe the County Assembly will bring this to speed and pass the policy for the targeted groups to benefit as planned. Disability inclusion is an essential condition to upholding human rights, sustainable development, and peace and security. It is also central to the promise of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development to leave no one behind. The commitment to realizing the rights of persons with disabilities is not only a matter of justice, it is an investment in a common future. Most often, in moments of crisis, people in vulnerable situations, such as people with disabilities, are the most excluded and left behind. In the line with the central premise of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development to leave no one behind, it is crucial for governments, public and private sectors to collaboratively find innovative solutions for and with persons with disability to make the world a more accessible and equitable place. The United Nations Disability Inclusion Strategy provides the foundation for sustainable and transformative progress on disability inclusion through all pillars of the work of the United Nations. Through the strategy, the United Nations system reaffirms the full and complete realization of the human rights of all persons with disability in an inalienable, integral, and indivisible part of all human rights and fundamental freedoms. This article is part of African Women in Media, UNESCO, Peace and Security for Women Journalism Program.